Well, the Office of Communications, Engagement, and External Relations at Minneapolis Public Schools is very proud to partner with students and families and the greater community to ensure the best possible education for all students at Minneapolis Public Schools. And the office includes a network of family engagement specialists who facilitate communication between schools and families and staff at MPS. And here to talk about that with me is Tiki Blackmore, Engagement and Outreach Specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. Tiki, welcome back. I think we just talked a month ago, and it was great to have you on then. Great to have you on again. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you always welcome us with open arms. So yeah, I'm excited.
So tell us a little bit about the Department of Family Engagement and what it does at Minneapolis Public Schools.
So what we do is we want to support our families, and we want to engage our families, and we want to be welcoming to our families. We want to make sure that they know that they are part of their child's academic journey, and they also have a voice, and they're sitting at the table. That's our job.
Awesome. What are some key ways that families can get involved in their children's education?
Well, you can join PTAs, you can join, which is a Parent Teacher Association, site councils. There's PACs, which I had the African American PAC. We have a Somali PAC. I'm the facilitator of parents. That's their PAC. So they control it. They decide the topics. They decide the issues. They put the suggestions in. What I do is just make sure that MPS is partnering with them to make that happen. So, as I said, we have the Somali PAC, we also have the Hmong PAC, we have the Latino PAC. And if there's any other groups of people that feel as if, let's say, if you're Eritrean and you're saying, you know, I'm not Somali, I am African, but I feel like our needs are separate, we would like to have our own PAC. Come talk to us. Let's see what we can do. But in these PACs, it is about, how do I make my child's academic journey be better? We want to make sure that they are successful both in education and just a productive citizen. And it starts with what happens in school.
Fantastic. Awesome. Tiki Blackmore is our guest. She is an engagement and outreach specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. And we're talking about the Office of Communications, Engagement, and External Relations, partnering with students and families in the community of Minneapolis Public Schools. So, Tiki, elaborate on that a little bit more. Why is it important for families to participate in the PACs, the site councils, and other parent groups like PTA and PTO?
Because you know your child better than anyone.
Yeah.
And you're entrusting us to do a job in their education. So then you should have a say in that education. You should partnership with us. You should know what's happening culturally. You should know what's happening in standardized testing. You need to be part of that because this actually affects the trajectory that your child is taking.
What are some, because I know parent-teacher conferences were this week, you know, what are some, you know, key questions that families and parents should ask during these conferences as far as things go for their child?
Okay. So I can think of a few right off the top of my head. The first one is sitting down with your child's teacher and talking to them about the best form of communication you want between you and your teacher. Part of their job isn't just to educate your child, it is to engage you. So as a parent, you need to discuss and come up with a plan with your teacher on best methods for communication and letting that teacher know that I don't want to call because my child has done something wrong. I want you to be checking in with me about my child's journey. So I shouldn't just only get calls when something's happening that may not be good. You should be checking in with me to let me know how they're doing, period. Another question should be, what do you need to know? What do I need to know about my child's education? this is what you should be asking your teacher. And then another question is, how can I help? Talk to your teacher about what it is that I can help my child do when they're at home with me. And then I'll leave off with this last one. What successes can we build off when it comes to my child? So think about those four questions. And it's okay even if you don't know. The most important thing is letting your teacher know that you're there for your child. And you can come in and say, I don't know what questions to ask, but I do need to know, how do we make this successful?
Fantastic. Great information. Great insight. It's all about investing in the kids, and you know, because they are the future, right? I mean, this is part of the deal, and we want them to be, you know, set up as great as possible for future success. So, lastly, for you, Tiki, where can families go to learn more about the family engagement, this initiative for MPS?
You can go to Minneapolis Public Schools website, and that is mpls.k12.mn.us. I'll say it again for you. mpls.k12.mn.us. And please don't disregard connecting with your own personal school as well. Ask them questions about engagement. Find out the things that they're doing, the ways that you can help. And everyone can do it in a different way. It doesn't have to just be one way of doing things. It's not an either or. It's just what works best for you and your family.
Fantastic. Great stuff. Tiki, thank you so much. Tiki Blackmore, Engagement and Outreach Specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. Great information. Fantastic stuff. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I'll be back.